What scientists now know about why tomatoes get squishy so quickly. Researchers say it's a gene that makes tomatoes go soft very quickly during the ripening stage, and it's taken them about 20 years to figure it out. All this so they could breed a tasty tomato with a longer shelf life. Graham Seymour is the team's lead researcher and professor in the UK. He discovered the gene that encodes the enzyme, pectate lyase, is responsible for controlling softening in the fruit. Seymour and his team were able to uncouple softening from other aspects of the fruit, such as color, smell, and sweetness, by turning off the gene through the use of gene editing tools. Their genetically modified tomatoes didn't show any signs of softening a full 2 weeks longer than typical tomatoes. The study is published in the journal Nature Biotechnology. It's unlikely this modified tomato will be grown commercially, especially in the UK, where no genetically modified crops are produced. Instead, the research will probably be used by conventional plant breeders to cross wild tomato breeds that naturally have lower levels of pectate lyase with cultivated varieties to produce slower softening, commercially viable tomatoes. Globally, tomatoes are a more than $70 billion a year industry. In the U.S., fresh and processed tomatoes account for more than $2 billion in sales, according to the USDA. So improving shelf life in a tomato that tastes good means less loss and less waste. I'm Kathy Isom for AgNet West.